Makdim, start the Chabura, what we call, basically call the Chabura is, we learn the basic sugyas, which now is the last in the third track of Fulin, go through the tour with the base stations, the Master and the Aylum. Now, it means, you know, again, it means still what's on the page, that staff has, because the Chuba is cautious. If you have more time, off the page, from the Zodun, the Chulkun, you want that, the Chodesh, the Chayah. And what's very helpful, simply in Vedigas Salam, the two Malachim that either go on the Sim and the Madana and Shulchan, those on every single sip over here, it will be very helpful. Also, to get the most Talokha, a Bay paper, the first 100 pages on the Gay Talokha, it's Malachim very nicely, and it'll help you go back to other Ma'am Primus for the Sugyo. Now, simply in the Gay, for us, Sim and Salam, the Locha, it's Renegay Lamaisa, but not a point to get Locha Lamaisa, exactly what to do, you have to ask the Rav how to apply everything. So, we're talking about Locha, Ulamaisa, Ulamaisa. The Makkah Tloyim, there are Psukim in the Torah, and Gdoshim in the A, and it's reported that there are three different types of Shurasim that the Negev, that the Isha Deraisa, the Sherit Samayim, the different types of water Shurasim, the Sherit Sa'aret, the ethnic growth that falls on the ground, and Kedoma. And then the Sherit Sa'aret, things that fly, any fly that flies is better than the Sherit Sa'aret. Those are three separate Yisurim, three different Shurasim. The rest of the Seder of Shulchan Aruch is Sherit Tamayim is in Alf, Yisuf Gimel, Yisuf Dalin onwards is Sherit Oret, Sif Tez Vav is Sherit Oif, and then the end will get involved with the case of what happens if you find blood from sorry, cheese, or meat, or fish, which is the case of the last half of the past year about the Shabbat, why the Badashik of Ashkof, or they want to take over the test again, or at the end of the Shabbat. Now, everyone starts off this Indian of Tlom, is how strong of the Tlom is the gate to Tloyim. More Makis and Master Zion, also more of Sotom and more Erevim. Omar Bayabai says that Oiko Batista, someone eats a Batista, Sherit Samayim, anytime you have a cup with wood on my abundance inside, Loika Arba, you get four times Malkis. Four times, that means there are four Tariq mitzvahs for eating a bog of Sherit Samayim. One Malikra, one Varas, and two Othelius. The Gemara goes on saying, the Mola, however, if you answer Sherit Oret, Loika Chamesh, you get five, three Psukim and Malikra, two Othelius. However, and even more than that, if it's a tsara, if it's something that flies, it also gets Mishum Sherit Oif, you get six malchus. That means if you fly it to try to relate to other Yisurim, when you eat chazer, you're able one Yisur Deraisa. When you eat a bug, a standard bug, you eat a lettuce, any vegetable, you're able five Yisurim Deraisa, five tag, Mishum, five malchus. So you see the chayma is the fact that Torah gave lavim, or atheis, gave Yisurim to it, find it from Lab, find it from Malkasim, you see how much more fun it is than all the Yisurim, that's the pastures. Chazer, if you eat as much as you want, you have only one Malkas. Yet the Gemara says, you eat any Sherit Sa'aret, a standard thing, any vegetable you eat that has a bug inside, you get five Malkasim. Now that's not the case. If it's Muxik, if it's only, we'll get other different Madregas, if it's Mira Malkasim, when there are bugs, you won't get Malkasim. But mice, if you eat five bugs, if you eat a bug that's Sherit Sa'aret, a standard bug can eat, you even find it from Malkus, you find it from, say, Lab in the Torah. But all you can see the famous Isser is the Torah says, in the Tintin Malay, specifically by Shrotik, better than anything you eat has in the Tintin Malay, it's an Isser deraiso. It says the Shach in the place, and even Isser al-Bohan is going to Tintin Malay. And then the Shemgar Tom, the end of this man, will get back to the clone of Gedom of Tintin Malay. Tintin Malay, how it pulls up your heart, and how to apply the law, when to display it. However, the Maitre, you see, specifically by Shiratim, where did the Torah say the Kala of Tintin Malay? It says by Shiratim. So you also not a man mocking the Chomer Isser by Tlom, that we see that it's the time to a person's life. The third man mocking the Chomer Isser, an interesting Gemara by Messiah, the Rashi being down in Chumash, by Yikro, the Gemara says, Imam Lo Yisa, as he saw, Mitzrayim, El Bashir, that is there. If Kala Yisra will not take out the time only for one thing, watch Eim Etam, the Shiratim, Dayan. The whole Yitzhak Mitzrayim is enough for the fact that just we can't count Mitzrayim just for what's going to offer is not to eat Shrotim, not to have bugs. To see Lamaisa how important it is to learn the Lachas, to apply the Lachas, Lamaisa's Kami Yitzhak Mitzrayim can't love the material, Lamaisa's Metamtim the Leib, Lamaisa's enough the whole time Yitzhak Mitzrayim just for the concept of the Indian that we should not Metam ourselves to Shrotim. Therefore the Pichodesh at the end of the Semin, and the Kishalara from the Pleshkim is down, since the Torah gave so many Zoras words and it warned you about the Tamtim, therefore, it's very small, you have to be very careful about it. Why? Because the person has to be Zoram, or even slow the culture of have to be very, very careful, it's not that easy sometimes, very hard, they're very small, you can detect them, and therefore you have to be Zoram, very careful, and nice not to eat them. Now, this Indian of Kalam really came in the forefront of technology in the Caucasus really the past 30, 20 years. The reason for it is very simple. To know the history is that in the 1930s, they developed something called a DDT, an asbesticide that might kill all the bugs. Therefore, from 1930s till the 1970s, there was no problem with anything that you ate, any vegetables and having bugs inside. They might have been asbesticide that killed them. Therefore, when my parents grew up, there's no such thing. I remember the, in the 1980s, when they saw the late 70s and early 80s that asbesticides were not healthy, not only did they kill the bugs, but dangerous to people also. Therefore, the U.S. government, the USD, therefore they outlawed Lewis asbesticides. And therefore it came out that Lewis vegetables started being infested with bugs. Now these bugs, the gun in their minds, are very small, you couldn't tell. And therefore, in the 1980s and onwards, came along this new concept, oh, they have to worry about bugs. Therefore, I remember in the 80s, they came to the whole thing and was making a big tumult about it. They come up back to Yeshiva, say about bugs. My parents said, what are you talking about? For years, no one ever checked bugs. You know, no one had never was a problem. Never was a problem, because mice that couldn't specify that were poisoned to kill the bugs and other people. Since then, mice, 1980s and onwards, came out that they outlawed it. It was illegal. I know what they're doing in Israel for mice, in America, the whole world, it's illegal. And therefore, for that reason, you do have a problem with bugs. And therefore, from the 80s and onwards, came out all these new challenges. Again, we've seen this wrong clearly, that before the 1930s, there certainly numerous problems. They were discussing the flour and all the other cases that seemed to be also a big problem in Europe. Therefore, there's like a 40-year period in time, that mice, there was no problem. And therefore, it came back into the forefront of technology, and the country from the 1980s and onwards exactly how to apply these laws of Pelorium. Now, some of the laws of Pelorium, first, you know, the sugya, first thing that hits you right away is that there are Pelorium that the mice are motivated to eat. You never want to eat the sugya, you're shocked that mice are Pelorium not eat. If you just ask all Pelorium, it's very simple. Mice are also Pelorium, you can't, certain ones you cannot eat. And before that, they discuss what is the getter fun that you cannot eat. Even those that you cannot eat, what's the getter? Very simple shall they discuss what happens if you have flying bugs when mice are not near line, you cannot see. So the first one who brings it off is the Chof Mosodom. He brings down the Sefer Bris. The Sefer Bris is discussing about the claim it's vinegar that he seems to mention that it has bugs inside. And now he discusses, it's not exactly clear he wants to answer it, it's not clear exactly why he wants to answer it. Chof Mosodom brings down the Sefer Bris and discusses why exactly do you want to ask a claim it that you can't use unless you boil it, unless you sift it. Some of the Chof Mosodom says, if you want to ask it, the Meister, because you only need a microscope to go see it, and therefore the bugs inside, you can't take them out. Now the Meister says, Hevelu. That's Narish, guys, to the Chof Mosodom. Avada, a bug, to ask it, you have to see it. Loin it, Lutar, the Malkar, show it. Avada, if you can see it, it's also kimchi, it's command the lesson, dummy, it's not here. Therefore, the first one that says the concept that there's things that you can see with your eyes is also things you cannot do with your motor, the Chof Mosodom. So the Pugger also in Shuba, he discussed it, and he compares, he says, mice, let's say you see bugs in water. About to find the last verse, it's a raya. Take a sack and do shchita. The loss of the sack cannot have any begimus, have any indentations, any marks to it. Take a microscope to any sack and you'll see the begimus there. Well, mice, about it, command the last verse, don't look at a microscope, but whatever a natural eye sees, that's what is there, whatever's there is not there. The Rav Shulchan also here on the Simen, he brings out those who want to say the mice, their appointments or other things can be altered. He says it's not true. There are tens of thousands of different creatures in the air. He writes about the bacteria, and every time you breathe, you just know, everyone knows you're breathing in bugs. They are bugs. The mice, you don't see it, you command the lesser, and therefore I approach it, but mashallah, if you cannot see it, the mice is smaller. The Moshe and Shiva brings it down from Chaim and Brisk, also telling you story, the Moshe agrees to it, also, things you cannot see is motor. The mice, the Dola, the Chof Mosodom, and the Chof onward, all agree with the story is, something you cannot see totally at all, avada, even though there are tens of thousands of bugs in the air, avada you can't eat, not different than Ishmael Toro. Afterwards, different from the Zalman, the Bamoyu, the Shevelevi, the Oid, all go to Smahala. Oh. So, the different swarm is my name, trying to make the Yukim a different swarm that maybe want to argue. They want to bring down a Yaisis, or a Sefafris, or a Chaznish maybe. The way how Angelski, in this shoe, when he discusses the bugs in America, he starts with those who want to ask for bugs that you cannot see. His words are very stark. Shloim Nemru, Ad Hein, Mishum Seifun, Nel Seifu, Eiz, or they should place it with Maimon Hatsina Ad Hayoim, Zloya Bakwal. From Maimon Hatsina till today, not going today, he says, there's been no Seifun, no place, no one even had a having in the mind to ask the bugs they can't see. And I said, all of the youth, and they want to bring a ride, they want to ask it, can act them away easily, anyone over here can act them away. Not even a shell, there's no Seifun, My man, I have seen it at time though, lawyer of a cloud, because we don't want to take money in that way. Meister, anything you cannot see, everyone agrees on Meister's motive. Again, the Chachmazon says, Hevelu, or Chachmazon is stark, we go to Ephraim is stark, there's no such thing lawyer when Israel is bad, if you can see the bad is motive. Now the shell is how to apply it. I mean, Meister, this halacha is the gate against Shastin, in this case, for example, it's caused by Sheva Torah. The ink has to be all connected. Take a microscope, you can see that the letters are not connected. There are always breaks in between. If a Rebbe Sharm says a bad, you look at your own eye, you don't look at a microscope. Same thing with a voice discussing it. The realness is true about tefillin. Tefillin has to be exactly square. If not, it's possible. Often, Moshe Mishinai. Meister, you take a microscope and you measure your tefillin. I assume most people here are not exactly square. If they're hard, they can make something exactly square. So, Moshe, a bad, the loss is to look at a regular person, he puts a tefillin on his head. If it looks square, it's fine. If it's not square, just to, only to your eye is possible. However, you take a microscope, who cares? So you should have to take it a step further. Let's say you have a great eyesight and you're a precision doctor. You can tell you're still an eyeliner. It's not square. So for what? Because you took a microscope, your eyes work that way. But that's look at something awesome. Actually, it's not square. It's not square. Sending time of stuck itself, meaning the place of this lock of thoughts is possibly with the mastery. Mastery means what your eyes see. Now what a microscope sees. The microscope sees that your ethic is missing a mashu, the mice is not going to be possible, it goes by your eyes. This is all the cases of Lakula. They say, even if I get, even Lakumro, the Prince of Solomish Nice, the idiocy, discussing about the Kaskasin, that you have to have a fish, you have to have fins and scales. Now, scales are basically the bush that the fish has upon him. He writes about an Aleph Aleph Lamina, an eel, so basically an eel. The eel, the mice that has scales, except you cannot see with your eye, you can only see that, don't see the scales. So he writes there, even though an eel, the mice that have scales, but since you need a microscope to go see it, therefore, if it does not have any scales to it, and therefore, the chumro, takes it, as if there's no lebush, there's no scales, and therefore, it's also the eel. Therefore, I advise some mice to not eat an eel for that reason, because the mice are so what, we know it has scales, but here, he took a lechumro, and he cannot eat the fish, the eel, because the mice has no scales, that's nicker to the iron. So in those cases around the chat, the person discussed by the microscope, the mice will always, a silo kula, silo kumra, whatever's in the gate, your eye will be, that's how we look at it, and we cannot look at a microscope. Now, whose eye are we discussing? Does it mean a regular person's eye? Does it mean someone has a great eyesight? Or does it mean anyone even in these glasses? So the passage is, a foul place in the safer of Matthew, the Cloyne, or in Shubha Machalio, means Sam and Otomani, a regular person, which I assume is 2020. Except there's people in the gate of the box in America, also writes that way, goes by a regular person. Now, that's the Svara Shabbat. If you read a biggest one, Kalof or Ravai, you bring them to Mishlam Azam and he passes this way, it means someone who has great eyesight. Great eyesight. Now, Apisora is very hard to understand that, unless it just means semantics, that one person called on Bezni is 2020, one means great eyesight means 2020 also. Let's not mean the same thing. That's not mitzvah. The get is some what a person sees. A regular person has a storm bring down. The person sees 40 crotons, which basically is 0.04 of a millimeter. It's 1/400th of a millimeter is what a person can see with his natural eye. That's how it's brought down in the architecture. All the storm. Meister Avai seems to go in the safer. He seems to go, it's 1/2000th of a millimeter. Because he goes with the better eyesight, more than 20, 15, 20, I'm not sure. Now again, it's very hard to understand up his sorrow. Why the world should an other baby, what he sees, the Meister will be off to eat, because someone with great eyesight has better eyesight than the Meister will answer. It's not mistaken. What passage is, when you go with eye sees, when you're a regular person, I assume a regular person is 20, or with glasses, they have 20, that should be the passage. And therefore, anything that's 1/400th of a millimeter above that, the Meister will be Nikolai, and will be also. Anything less than that, the Meister will be Mutter, not Nikolai. Fine, for Meister, we have one level that's not Nikolai, but a simple Meister's Mutti, Kolopaiskin. There's a second level. Let's say something is Nikur that there's a Dakir. And you cannot tell if the sheriff, that if you cannot see that a crawl, that the bug, unless you use a magnifying glass, or a microscope, or a magnifying glass, you cannot tell. So if it's something sad, seeing it, you see it there. But however, that it's a bug, you cannot tell without a microscope. What is that? Is it a Meister's circle side, you cannot tell it's a bug, therefore it's going to be Mutter, because you can't tell, you need a magnifying glass to tell it's a bug, and there are the Spanish mama, I saw different bugs that way, I cannot tell with my own eye, with a magnifying glass, it's very simple, a bunch of lights coming out of that, it was very simple, it was a bug. Or, if I get the maestro, it's a nipple be mutter, or if I get to say, the maestro still says, it's a little piece of it, you see it, and therefore it's a nicker, and therefore it'll be awesome. Avos has a tshuva, he was scratching his little black dots, his kinim on his citrus fruit, they have an oranges. And he says some of them are dots, no dirt, and some of them are bugs. Mice, you cannot tell the difference, and since you cannot tell which one is which without a magnifying glass, therefore you want to say it's mortar. The whole side of your sight is, you can tell it's a bug, but neither tell the malchay show, and since you cannot tell the difference, therefore you want to say it's mortar. And so you say, there's tshuva about the bugs of America, says the same sight. If you cannot see the mice, it should be mortar, because you have to see the bug. Not enough to see the speck, you have to see that's a bug. Rabelski goes to say Mahalach. Why the smarts of Rabelski? Very simple. Light nit l'toyla malchay show is, when you take your regular eyes, you look at it, it's a piece of dirt, you can't tell the difference, Why the mice? Go eat it, what's the problem? Father, go eat it. It's like dirt. It's the same as say that you cannot see it's mortar. Here also, since the mice is dirt, you can't tell it's a bug, it's also mortar. So but my you can't tell it's a bug. So can't tell. Learn to tell the Makar Shoras. You don't have to walk around with magnifying glasses on your eyes. No fear for that. We're normal, conscious. That's it.
That's one thing.
No, that could be the same thing. They, if it's very good eyesight, they would hold that if nickets the eyes, the cooling is very good eyesight, also be also. We also apply the same hypothesis.
When a rabbi would see the art, would he see a bug or would he see a dot?
Mitzad knows that it's a bug? Or Mitzad what? What is he saying it's a bug?
If he would be able to tell the difference.
I'll tell you, the same with Manama. I went on a trip with a rabbi, he himself went to check out the problem of hot houses. He had someone named Taper. So I went with him the same as Manama. He left 9 in the morning, came back 9 at night, all day. He himself, when he was showing us the bugs, he didn't want to check. He could not tell that magnifying glass what was the bug, what wasn't. He was taking out pieces. This wasn't. Somewhere. He himself could not tell. He was a bucky. Now, someone's very easy to tell. Himself couldn't tell. You see the dot. He goes from it. He knows all the way. He knows, once you see the dot, we'll get to the old bug. Even the bikini cannot tell. I was there when the dot was checking, and then also the dot was bikini. He himself was taking out some words, He himself cannot tell with his naked eye. Well, only after magnifying glass, someone very clear, some words. They show you this is clearly about this one. He's a dirt. So on Maisa, those who say that you have a dot with Maisa, and you cannot tell the shares, so Maisa is Mutra. Al Tala Sheni, the Shmei Shaftu, Kosoi, he brings down the Shlomazam and wants to be Mekel, at the end he saw the Bei Beisa, the Chazir, Shlomaisa, they were Machmer. And the Shmei Machmer, Shlomazam is what I also Machmer, the Ashid, is what down as Machmer. They want Taina, Sekel, Soif, Maisa, it's a dot, and you can see it there with the officer. Before the Soif of Machmer, he says, really, what is the Soif of a Heter that you cannot see this motor? Is he said you cannot see it, if since it's not here, it's Commander Lesser, tell me. It's me, it's not here. Commander Lesser. What he said is, look at the Torah of the Malkai Asharish. If he said it's Commander Lesser, tell me. So my command, what is Commander Lesser, tell me? It's here, I see it in my own eyes, I see the dot. Even though it don't see it cruel, the mice is here. If he said that the reason why when it's not here, it's more than look at the Torah of the Malkai Asharish, same thing, who cares? If I need a magnifying glass to go see it, or a microscope when it's not here at all, well, I see the dot, so I still need a magnifying glass or a microscope. It sounds like the study of Machlok is, what if you study when it's not a totally, why is it motor? Is it command to less so? Or maybe we'll talk about Malkai Shari.
It's simply the Yishmetzatek, whether it's a fucking, and it's
a Yishmetzatek, and now Yishmetzavar. Yeah, but who said Yishmetzavar? Where's the responsibility of Yishmetzavar? So what is it? The giving this as an example. Someone gives you a smaller piece of meat that could be faster, could be faster. Let's say, cow. You cannot tell the difference. Let me tell my first story. I'm going to take my eye. Same thing. It's either a bug or a dessert. And the cows are a boss. The mice is here. So why should this case be different than cows? If I cannot tell the cause of what they eat, no one heard something. If I can't tell the piece, means the cause of what they eat. Someone, the cause of cut off, give a smaller piece. I can't tell what it is. No, so why should the bug be any different?
Isn't there an additional slur that if you can't see it, only you can't tell the microscope or one of the machines in the area?
No. Without the get of it, that's just a fair bit. Without it, was first discussing the get of a bug. Without the
get of it. It's not inside.
No. What do you mean about the side of the barrier, the fiddle, or something else? Well, the mice, again, that's the second level. We'll get to the third level. Okay, one level is not near at all, and we use mortar. The second level, and when you see the dapi, it's not called the blood dapi, but second level is machlokes. The betim, there's a third level, really, to get to the copepod. The copepod really is a third level. Betim, with the live, it swims, you can tell it's very near the eye that you see it's the bug. That's what they say over, and Campbell's on the box. Like, cautious, these bugs can see very clearly.
However,
you can see, they're moving, the big, right? You see them. Either with moving, that would actually just moving itself makes it into being a knicker.
It's not that moving many other things.
You see it, yeah, it falls around.
But you're not feeling
it, because you're going to see that, it's moving. Yes, we'll get to moving, I guess. However, the cold patch, when it gets into your cup of water, the American water, so over there, due to the chlorine that kills it, which not only kills it, but also the problem keeps it intact, therefore will not break off, so it's still there. And also due to the turbulence of traveling from the reservoirs to the tap to your cup, therefore they all die. Therefore, when it gets to your cup, you see specks, and you cannot tell the bugs or not, or first. That means it was near La'ayin when it was alive, and when it's dead, you cannot tell that it's a bug, only with a microscope or with a magnifying glass. This is the third level. That means it went from being near La'ayin not to be near La'ayin. What exactly is that? So, in that case, David, I need to have a tshuva about it, you check with a tshuva, but specifically a copepod, to say once that the shame is to put upon it, by cause it, once it's off already. Therefore, right now you cannot tell anymore that it was a bug. Mindless, you cannot tell its cause. So it's also if it's also. Well, I can sense it came from the stain that was near lying, and now it's not near lying. What is shame? Halos is upon it. Mindless also. Don't if you want. The Gemara says when you have a bug inside water, it comes out. It also falls back in. I eat back with you. Say what is how the shame is. Show you some more. Might say it fall back to the water, but also once that is shaped, it's there to be also. Well, it's similar to some eerie. The eerie said by a caterpillar, might share it to the circle earth, it turns into a butterfly, and now shares to earth. There's the eerie. The might say keeps the original Issa as a part of also shares to the circle earth, gets both the assumed upon it. So here also says that David and Shechter, since the might say started off and he was near the Ain and called the shame Chaloy Issa upon it, therefore, even though right now it's not near the Ain, the might say three more to. No, he doesn't want to say, even if you want to say that far, it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't care. What? They ask. Dovin and Sri Mice answer. Atala Shani and the others go with him. Atala Shani and Balski says, Sakhal Sai, let's stick with this far, when you tell the Malpair show, is you seem to take this far close to the board. And they're very tight as, who cares if near line? But my example, let's say it was near line, and therefore now it's the best mind the lesser, turned to bacterial, and even any of the best eyes in the world cannot see it. What happens? Close to the back to the close to the terror. Also, my say here was, what, near line, who cares? Let's say even if he assumes it is, which he says he wants to argue the point. Let's say it's near line. And therefore now it went back, not near line, that's a sheriff. Fine, close to the terror is back, but near the toilet, Malchay sheriff. We not mukhi to walk around and see cups of water with magnifying glasses on our eyes, and therefore the mice want to find it's mortar. So it comes out again after getting the line, really we have three different levels. What comes out, Laloko is it isn't near at all about its mortar. If it's near how the dot, how we cannot tell if it crawls, it's one much like it. And if it's near Mechaim, then after the niche is not near, that's the second much like it. Quick in the post on the past. They say they never got in a cup alive one. Or if it is, it's near Chain of Motze, you don't push it at all. The chlorine kills it, and if not, the chlorine can do a job, it just kills it. So we'll get to the end of the case, how to apply this all off. This is a problem first. Fine. Now, to go through the simin, I guess through the call, again, we'll get to the more all off the end, is that first we have something called Shared Tamayim. The Shared Tamayim is the valid discussion with the Indian that the find Shared Tamayim inside virus, sheep of earth, a lot is, and it's inside the mind of mortar. The Gemara says that if it's in the Kli, we have Kal by the Kal, Reboy means Reboy. However, inside a Bar Sheikh of earth, since we have the extra word of Taichlu, since the extra word of Taichlu, therefore Bar Sheikh of earth, the mind is going to be mortar. Therefore, again, what happens, the Gemara is very clear, you have a Bar. A bug is born inside of it, it's always inside of it, with never part of it, so lots of it can bend down, drink to the bar, and no problem. Now it says the case of Mayim, it says the Shach Lad of Kamayim means even all types of liquids, the Ikaraya is the case of Sheikha, the Gemara itself, so the Sheikha, the Mayim, if you see it at night, you have a problem, otherwise, over two or three of the day, it's mutter. So you see a lot of water, even beer, and the Prim God discussed how the world is more, no, that even everything, maybe that Kamayim, but Mayim, the place is clear. This halacha is lad dafka mayim, it means any liquid has the same quality, no chilek. So it comes down slowly from the Gemara, a chiddush for a lot of people. And what is, you can bend down to a bar, you know there are bugs there, you know there are plenty there, it's not sure, it's a mine, if it's a bar, and go drink it with your mouth straight. And then come along with the Shach and discuss what happens to the Issa about the Shaktsu. So first, the question says about the Shaktsu over here is only Issa Drabon and not Issa Drabon, so we're dealing with the Drabon, that's the Pashtun. Now the different levels of this about the Shaktsu, what does it mean being Moish? If it's Moish, you can have a well open about it, also for you to drink it. That means you bend down to a bar that has bugs and the whole entire world and I drink from it and using its moist Avadia Evinissa, Bob's Shaktsu. And in the case, let's say it's only moist to you and not to the rest of the world, I would drink from it, except for you, Mephonic. So it's also Mutter. So Meister, the person says, since you, for you it's moist Evinissa, Bob's Shaktsu, that's a Taz, and the person absolutely not the Taz, that if it's moist just simply to you, the Meister, you cannot eat it. However, let's say it's the other way around, it's moist for the Oilam and not to you. Then it comes out from the economy as Machlux between the Knesset Gil and the Pre-Chodosh. What exactly does it mean? For example, I know every Rosh Hashanah we get a head of a fish, and the kids argue if we eat the eye of the fish. One kid says, ugh, it's disgusting, it's meat. And other kids say, it's delicious, takes it out and eats it. So if it's moist, the person is not afford to eat it, a lot of the author. If it's moist, I don't want the eye of the fish, and if it's moist, oil, well, not, I assume it is, maybe because I'm the gamer, otherwise, to me it's moist. So if it's moist to the oilam, to the rave of the world, before get him out of smaklik, if you're allowed to eat it or not. However, let's say if it's moist to the whole entire world, then everything is allowed to eat. Just because you are a dasi yochid, and you it's not moist, allowed it is also for you to eat. I mean, let's say everyone in the world is also, you personally it's not also. A bad is also to eat, it's not a shal. The whole shal is when rave of the oilam is moist, some people aren't, so I assume it's like the eyes of the fish, before get him out of the shiloh, is it a bad shakta or not bad shakta? Once again it comes out, you have these burrows over here, you have the bugs inside, the mice have bend down, and drinking the mice is not a problem. Now, a bar to a kli, we'll come back to later on, get to the gimel, Pasha's bar to kli, we'll see mice makhluk is shakhan bar. Now, however, when it goes to a ramorai, mice writes, bar to kli, mice will be also, how to exactly apply it. It says, the shakhla, that means the kli, even let's say you take up your hands, you scoop it up with your hands, you'll have the same problem, maybe it's porridge on your hands, and you cannot drink it also. Therefore, what the law was to drink from a bar, you have to bend down and drink straight. Scoop it with your hands, also you cannot do, which is the finish. The more so when you bend down and drink it, I assume people didn't do it that way. For the maestro, that's how the shot comes out. Scooping up with your hands, the maestro is also only to bend down and drink it, will be the case that it's mutter. So it comes out, we see clearly it's about to be, when it's purish, the maestro is to be also, when it's inside the water, the maestro is mutter. So the cash of the argument like this game is very good, when it's in the water, it's not purish, and in the hands, or the clean is purish. What happened when it went inside your mouth? Why is that next to the pirish? Before you swallow it, it goes into your mouth. Before that should be a case of being pirish. So before, how in the world can you bend down and drink from the bar straight and have these wonderful bugs inside? That is no problem. But the maisha, it came into your mouth, and your mouth should be now shared to share to oil. Even if it's a raisha, then afterwards, how can you swallow it? First of all, matzah kasha. So there is a Yahuda, he's discussing in Simitam of Zayin by Dam, he discusses a similar problem by a raw piece of meat that lots of people to eat. I eat this dam inside. Dam is fine when it's not cooked. Dam is fine if it's not cooked. Correctly, I've heard a hackney chew it. You chew it, it's locked, it's worked out, it goes inside your mouth. That was being posed. You're back in Isidore Isom. So it says, Al my derech achila is mutter. It says, I'll bring you a raya brua, derech achila is kind of one act, it's mutter. A raya is raya brua from my mentor. How in the world can you drink water from a bar? I might say, go to your mouth, the church of service Allah Arid. Alamai is all one act, it's all Tarek Achila, and therefore once it goes past your lips inside your mouth, it's considered as though it's all one entity, one action, one statement, and therefore we mutter. Why? Because the Maisa, again, the insight is that it was Parish, it's not Parish, it's the Maisa Achila. You let it go and do what? You let it, the water itself is mutter, inside your stomach is mutter. Why is it Maisa Achila? Therefore inside the mouth is nipple together as Tarek Achila. That's the idea that says. The mice over here come on to Bichodesh. Bichodesh says, this Indian that in the bar is mutter, it says, what happens? It plunks it inside the water, but let's say it climbs up the wall, and then it falls back down. The Gemara says, mutter also. Why is Hanu Rebisa? It went up the wall, it's Rebisa, falls down inside the water, it's Rebisa, it's where it was born, and it's not in its habitat. Therefore, it's mutter. Let's say it falls up the wall, and you bend down and you want to lick it off the wall. It just falls down inside the water. Without the Shela, Sam, can you lick it off the wall or not? My says, Hanu Bisa, it's mutter, it's a bug, no problem. Says the Bichodesh, it's also. It's also says the Bichodesh. It means right from Rambam, and all the same about Shumas, that you cannot lick a bug off the wall, even though right now the bug is mutter. Shalomai says, why is it also? The bug is mortal, what's the problem? Says the prima gada, but also the mice, you know why? Because it's parish in your mouth. It's inside your mouth, it's fair to show it's all right, therefore it's also. That's what he says, that's the reason. Yeah, Judah says, the pellet is such a thing. The mice in your mouth is there, if you will. If so, how in the world can you ever eat any water from a bottle? It's also being parished in the mouth. And there's other ways inside the prechodosh. The reason why you cannot lick it off the walls, you know why? Says the Chochmah Gadol to Bat Shaktu. It's disgusting. Looking off the wall, without any wall in the Maisa, I assume everyone will agree. The Kola Eilon, the Maisa Bat Shaktu is looking off the wall. Or he says another option out of Marisayim. Maisa, if people see you looking at your bug, they'll think it's maybe it's Polish came back in, I'll say it's a Marisayim. But technically, says the Chochmah Gadol, the command of the bug should be mutter. When it went out of your mouth, the Terechila should be mutter. Even the prechodosh and the pretor one time, the Issim is about the Shaktu, and not mitzad, the church shows the Lord. Maisa, what's the Prima Gadol? The Prima Gadol says it's in your mouth is a problem. So the Chaznish, he discusses it, and he says, the Maisa, if it came with water, since it came with the water together, therefore, and was not, therefore Maisa will be mutter. That's kind of one act, one direct feel will be mutter. And it came by itself, since the Maisa, it was not pleaser. The whole reason why it's time to be thinking itself back into the water, its own habitat, since you did not let fall back into this water, it came to Matakas, so it left its own habitat, and therefore you're able to share a circle or support the Prima Gadol. Avada la kol ha'deis, avada la bed down into the water, drink straight. There's no shayach shayach al oitz in the mouth. The only shayach is when it came out of the wall, there's no water with it, the Prima Gadol wants to tie them the mice of the altar, because it's shayach shayach al oitz, and others want to help Bab Shaktu or Maya Zayin. But avada inside the water, avada be water. Right, that's the avada. Shabbos is basically different, the drawing based upon the Gemara of different types of waters that we have. We have Yamun v'Nachalim, basically it's Maiden. There it's clear, we have spoken for it, that it does not have scales and fins. Fins and scales are mice of the altar. The Gemara has the case of a quality from Oris, has Kalim, and has creatures in Egypt. Basically four different levels. The Lacha of Yamun v'Nachalim, mice is always also. The case of Kalim is always Mutter. The case, the Gemara says, also Boris Tichim Oris, also is always Mutter. We have a special Joshua. A type will also come tell you it's always Mutter. Well, not the Chavitzim and the Itzim. So, everyone saw Machlokes, the Rosh, the Rambam, how to apply it. And what's Pshat the Rambam is Machlokes, the Magen Mishnah versus Taz, Pshat the Rambam. The Maisa, what comes out is that there's a Machlokes for Halacha, Chavitzim and the Itzim, that the Maisa are not Leidim, but they are Moishchim. Bira Dova, what does that mean? That the Leidim means that you have something that comes from it, there's an underground source, there's a spring that water comes from. All Yam Nachalim, for example, is a very simple Engedi. Engedi has a spring that water comes from and flows out of. That water is an underground source, that's Noivim, and therefore that's Yam Nachalim, that can be also. That's what Noivim means. Moishchim. Moishchim means no, it's regular rainwater and flows. However, Moishchim means, as the Shas points out, this Hamanashi has an intake and an outtake, has an inlet and an outlet. If Moishchim you made goes in and goes out. So the case of the Chavitzim and the Ichim, that is rainwater, but however it has an intake and an outtake, that's my place between Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh won't say it's Mutter, the Rambam won't say it's Osir. Now just beer out of her. I saw in this forum, they kind of know that the TSY, there's no such thing that, let's say Engedi. Engedi doesn't have always water keep coming off. Where does water in Engedi come from? It's not this water inside the land that comes up as the Meshesh Meir Breshes. The way how the water, the spring is coming up from Engedi or the Rocky Mountains or whatever, the Bethan is also rainwater. The way how it works, from right, it's about to be rain, it gets seeped into the ground, it hits a certain area, a place, hits this river, the canals, it comes up through the springs, and best of everything is rainwater. We don't have any rain that does not come from rainwater. We don't have any water sources now from rainwater. The difference is, Leibim is, one of them, it goes above ground and flows by itself, that's Moishchim and not Leibim. And then Gedi is what happens, it fell into the, on the ground, absorbed inside the ground, hits these different rivers and canals, and came and sprouted up from this thing that was absorbed into the ground. Now, how far did it have to travel? Not like the place, but there were 100 armors, 4 armors. Fine, not like it's mortgaged or lost in the place. The Maisa, that's what it means, Noivim. Noivim means there's an underground source, and a source where the water comes from. And Moshe means there's an above ground source, however, it's Moshe has an intake and an outtake. So again, Machlokes, what Halacha is by case of Chavitzim in the Eastern, that Moshe, that the Maisa flows, it's Zeichum, however, it's not Noivim, has no underground source. Ramam, the Rajbo, is very clear, is Machmer, and the Shach goes that way. He said the Isra Raisa, and therefore you have to Machmer. And Roy Swam, since you go to the Mahalath, says, if we're dealing with Isra Raisa, you have to Machmer. Agam, So are those one metaphor cool, meister rosh metaphor so we make all. The look at the monitor is Haskins, we make all, Ramo of Lim, Mishkanus Yaakov, we Chodesh, and others, then the meister one we make all. Mechol Yitzah Poiskim, Abba Roiv Yilma Bing Machmer. Some of the Chavur is a shayla, I'm just not sure. What's the loch of a swimming pool with a filter? Because everyone understands, nice and nice, if you have a cup, you shake it back and forth, it's not moisture, right? Everyone falls back and forth. That's in one area. A swimming pool has a filter, goes back and forth, filters the water, goes in and out. Is that being moisture? Is that being an intake and outtake? It goes out of the filter, gets filtered, goes back inside, as an intake and outtake. Well, the mice is all one clear, it's like shaking the water back and forth. Is it leaving the swimming pool and going out and in? Or is the mice? No, it's shaking back and forth, the lattice inside the cleat. So I'm not sure exactly how to look at it. What? No, when they filter, depends on their filtering, depends how big they are. Depends how big the mesh is, the net is. But I'm just not sure, what do you call it? Do you call it a intake-outtake? All the mice is one big clean, it's going to itself. Sorry? No, but the moisture, it would be clear. No, but not if it's moisture, if it's a clean, it's also. There's no head to a clean.
Clear
is clear water. Clear is water. Clear is water. Clear is clear, right? It's full of the... No, that's a tarot that won't shine around with the Ram Shabbat and Pasha. No one holds anything too big as, honestly. Most street are well off. And even the Ram is a holy son of a shul to the Ram, it's like that. So again, I'm not sure how to look at the swimming pool, it's a good question. But that's basically the Gedorim, again, it's a phase, different levels, we have four different levels, very simple. Ma'aseh Yom HaKom is also always a Chutz HaNitzim Machlekes with Ma'aseh Yom HaKom, a Boiret Tzichim Oret Ma'aseh is clearly Mutter, and so is a clean Mutter. And again, we'll go back to how to apply reservoir, what exactly is reservoir, but let's first finish the halachas. So Skimmel is a local of being misunderstanding something, receiving something. Islamic moral, the Lord says, yeah, beer, Ma'aseh cannot receive it at night, because if you receive it at night, maybe it won't come with the cash, and therefore with Poiret, and therefore fell back inside. Therefore, place on back inside, therefore, the offer. The Kamalu Ramah, and the Ramah says, a halacha that this thing is offer, is that go when it's from. However, I said, I'll pay much for always, I'm asking me, clear, I'll clear. However, going from one clear to another clear, the mind is in water. Why? They come in my mask, and I'm going to be sized. It goes country with its water, with its source. Now, there's a basic machlokes between Taz and Shaf over here. What exactly does Ramah, or what exactly had to find this halacha? The clear rush. The rush says one cleat and other cleat of mice is mutter. One cleat and other cleat is mutter. That means if you have a barrel and a bulging size and you took a cleat from it and poured one to another, a lot is mutter. And the question is exactly why I had to apply it. That's what the series I'm on. Read that more slowly in the shaft really is the cash of. It's if the Machabas are so, Hero, Boyer, Sichem, Oris, or Taloho, it's mutter. When it's not labeled, it's mutter. It says I'm over there, however, I've also listed the cleat of Lister's man. Draw with the clear altar. The Mo says, going back on the local of in Kalim, they draw with the clear altar. Clearly, clear says the Mo is also the Balaam. Clearly, clear they draw one to the other's altar. Sif Gimel says the Mo, clearly, clear the Mo says Mutter. The Pastor of the clear is the Mo. One Mo says clearly, clear when you draw his altar. Another Ramon says Gimel when you pour from clearly, clear will be Mutter. How do you answer that? So, two Mahalsim. The way how the Shach says it very clear, if the cash of the Shach says it's if Allah is allowed to ask him. When it says Kli, the Kli is the Osir, it's if Allah is asking the Kli from Boyer, Kli, Chulim, Oyer. Elva, Kli, the Kli, and even though Mechab says word Kli is allowed to ask him, Kli, the Kli, the Maisha is Mutter. Why? The way how the Shach is coming to the base basis. The state is, based upon the Rosh, Kli, the Kli is the same with the state. One Kli to another Kli is the same thing, one Kli to another Kli is always Mutter, whether you draw, whether you pour. Elva, it goes from a bar to Kli, is two different than half of that. Therefore, when it went from a bar to a clea, the maestro, since it might cross the size of the clea, now once it went up to the size of the clea, the maestro would be also. Therefore, when you go from a bar to a clea, maybe it's parish, and there will be also. That's a shaft shita. So again, it comes out, really, a shaft agrees, bar to clea should be mutter, except a clea went up the wall, there will be also. The Tav says, no, the Psham the Rosh, different Psham, now he comes to argue the base, so he says, comes to announce the shaft. The Psham the Rosh really depends if you draw or you pour. When you draw something, you put the cup inside, so maybe the ball came first. Maybe the ball came on the outside and then went inside. Once it went on the outside of the cleat, it'll be also. Because on the outside of the cleat, it'll also. When you draw, it'll be also. When you pour, it'll be mutter. Therefore, there are months if Alpha says that also Lisha is also to what to draw a cleat. So you need to draw is also. To put inside is also. The Amon said, Gimel when saying the same halach is, La'oris the poor maskim and kuzli kli, then it'll be mortar. To pour one to another, there's no shash that maybe it came first, no shash when the outside. So you're pouring one to another, it'll be mortar. So machlok is, when is kuzli kli mortar? Is it dafka the chilek in drawing and pouring, the talent? Or the chilek is kuzli kli or kuzli bar? The Prima Gadam explains that there could be a kul and a kumma to each one. Side the shach will have a kul and a kumma, side the taz will have a kul and a kumma. The way the taz has a kula is very simple. A, if you pour from a bar to a kli, it's going to be water. There's no iser. A bar to a kli even cools up the walls of the kli, so what? There's no iser. A bar to a kli is the same thing as kli. There's no difference. Except usually by bar, you cure it. But if you're able to pour from a bar to a kli, there's no problem. That means you call the reservoir a bar. And it goes inside the kli and pours, right? And you open up the tap, pours inside. No problem. I might cool off the walls of the cup. Who cares? A bar to a kli might as well be water. That's a kula according to the Taz. A chumra according to the Taz is like, yeah, you have a kli l'kli, you have a barrel, that's a kli, and that's one inside, and you put a kli inside and draw it out to be ulcer. What? Maybe when the inside goes, when it burns, to be ulcer. That's a chumra according to the Taz. That's how the same the shaft is like, the shaft will hold that if you go from bar to kli, even when you pour it, you open up the reservoir, let's say it's the bar of the reservoir, you're going to your cup, the mice will be ulcer, maybe pull up the side, it will be ulcer, a chumra. However, let's say if the kli l'kli, if you're sure the kula shach will be mutter, there's a kula kuma point to each one. The ma'is had a loch out of paskin, the warehouse at Tam Seder, or the Archishulchan, the choshu ma'is in both, the boss of Shuv is that kli says, the choshu both cheaters. Come on, the kuma in both. You have a machmer and a bar to kli, even when you pour it. You have a machmer also from a kli l'kli when you draw, you choshu for both. That's how, again, I understand the head of kli l'kli, which again we'll have to apply the local, but that's the klom, machloi shachataz, and before it should be choy to balshita, the kli machloi is. However, the question is, that's that when it's going from a bar to a kli, kli to bar. Or a kli l'kli. What happens if you take it and you pour going from a kli to kli with mashka, have a head oichel inside, that's food inside. So every agrees if you pour water onto food, a bada is not having a pizza, a bada is going to be also. As we also, you pour your... You, let's say you wash your meat on the sink, let's say the box come out, there's no water, the box is in your meat, the bada is not on your pizza, the bada is the meat is going to be also.
You just take the water and
it's coming
together
then? The water fell off, it's left with meat. No.
fine.
Let's say you have now a mixture, you have meat with water, let's say you have soup, you have meat inside the soup. And then you pour water from whatever a cover into your soup and there's meat there, what's the lock of mac is? Some of the pitoyer, the Archaim HaKadosh, and you want the tiny soup to be poured from school onto the meat, and the meat is not Israel meat, so therefore it's going to be offered. And therefore, even if you have a salad inside, it'll be offered. I, yes, the Kashi of Beni Ruchim said, the Tashu by Chemish is mortar, said, well, the Beni Ruchim, when the price coming down, the Chemish will be mortar, and when the Chemish is, the Tashu is not there, it's lock. The only Tashu means lock, has to be Dafka liquid. If there's any salad inside, it'll be offered. That's how Shinid, our Pashulchim says, the pitoyer. Just like the wolves would be saying, why should a piece of meat, like climb to the wolves would be saying, why is it inside the water, why should a piece of meat inside the soup, not for your be saying. Therefore the Archa Shulchan says, not to be choshen with the chumra at all. Maestro, if you're going to bring it down, he said, so he, the shell exactly how to apply the halacha when you have salad inside. Hell again, if you have dafka salad, no liquid, and the beast also. So the machlokes is, what is the gather, what is the case of the Beni Rukhim that claims about her? Is that the liquid like the Archaim HaKadosh? Or is it even a liquid, even a salad inside like the Archa Shulchan said? Machlokes are poiskim. But do you have a maestas from a maker, like a pila poiskim say you should mask her?
Even if it's not a reason, you remove the water, then because I'm going
to be a pila. Either not depends on what the Archa says. Also, yeah, that's a shock, so my thing, depends on the reason is. If it's about to my time, maybe not, from the meat. Fine. Those are kind of basic forms of the first three steps. Not to apply halacha, probably the case of the kumah pots. I think that's the correct word. How to say the bugs inside the New York City reservoirs. First, start off with the metzias. Okay, we start off with the metzias. What bug is discussing over here? Again, we mentioned at the beginning, at the standard IC, it's 40 crotons, which is less than 1/400th of a millimeter. These bugs, the mice, when they are born, they're already 0.09 millimeters. They're already come out a tenth of a millimeter when they're born. And when they grow bigger, they're even bigger than millimeters. So when they're born already, they're very thick lines. They're very clear. You can see them when they're born. Not only that, the eggs are about 50 crotons. Even the eggs are also near lines. eggs are also near lying, they are laid near lying. That means these bugs, when they're alive, or when they hatch these eggs, they come, the eggs and onwards are totally near lying, so that's not all about near lying. A bad one near into a sound person's eye, a regular eye, a bad you can tell that they are, you can tell, you can see the dots, you can only see the dots. I have not been in America since that tunnel. Even though the tunnel was 2004, I was there once for 3 days. My parents had told him I had one for a second there. You see, no, they see the dots. No, they don't move. You see the dots. It's not that way I see. I see these dots. That's in the CSY for eggs. Fine. Now, when I say in America, the reason why that's New York City has this problem, the way I can have this problem down, they say there are different reservoirs and systems in America, 7,400 different systems that are in the United States of America. Those that have filters are 7,310 of them all have filters upon it. Except 90 of them don't, including New York City. Now, those who have filters upon it have no problem. What is the reason that why they have a problem? The filters make sure they keep them out, they don't come in. And therefore, all around America do not have this problem. The reason why New York City does not have filter is because the water is so good. Better in all around the United States, the water has problems with things they have inside of it, and therefore they do not live up to the federal standards, and therefore they have to have filters. There are 90 places that do not need filters because the water is so good. In case of America, New York City water is very good, no problem. So the NYSA says, since it's such good water, therefore, due to federal and regulators, there's no problem, therefore, does not need a filter. However, therefore, this problem is not the areas that do not have filters. I mean, you travel the rest of the United States that do not have these problems, that have filters. It's not a problem. Therefore, for example, you go to the mountains, Waterbury, Liberty, Monticello, these places, go down in the paper, they have filters over there because they have bad water. You have to taste the water, you'll see. But since it's bad water, therefore, they naturally have filters. Therefore, they do not have a problem of these copper pots because they have filters. And therefore, all the camps don't have a problem based upon what I read. I don't know what they do in the mountains. What?
Right
on
the 89.
Oh, so of the big cities, only three of them that they say are big is Boston, Seattle, and New York City. And everything else is less than 10,000 people in the city. So you get the place less than 10,000, it's not Boston, Seattle, and New York, then they will have a problem. Fine, they say, like, Syracuse, fine. My sister depends on what type of your meeting. So those are, basically, those are the situation over here. That's first the reason why DAFKA New York City is not a problem. Also, they seem to grow DAFKA in something that's not an acid-based, different than the chlorine is acid kills it. Therefore, places that the water is more acid-based, 1 to 14 is pH, and therefore 7 is neutral. Mice, for example, they say the Kinneret, Kashimati, rather say the Kinneret doesn't have this problem because mice is more of an acid-based water system, therefore they do not grow there. Therefore, they don't have a common copper pot, they have other things there. So that mice they won't have there because it's more of an acid-based, therefore they cannot live there. Now, the mice in New York City water, evergreens that are there, except that the government wants them there because what the copepods do, they eat up the algae, and the algae, if they would not eat them up, they would kill the dissolved oxygen, which I don't know what that is, which is not good for the water. Therefore, they want them to be there. It's good for the eco-algae system over there, and therefore, Paqueta is there. Fine. That's my first Matthias, what these copepods are. Now, even though the tumult of 2004, if you go to different websites of the government in the 1980s already, they're ready to test it. They knew they had them there for already for 20 years. We never had a tumult about them. It's clear the government has history and they have different facts and information about them already for over 30 years in the U.S., in the New York City water. Fine. That's first material. Next, what is a reservoir? Is a reservoir Yam Nechol? That's according to everybody. Is it not Noivim Havet Moishchim? Then you'll have Machot Shkosh Rambam, Noik Lachmer. Who is a bar? What's water? What is a reservoir? So again, if you look at this form, it's called exactly how the reservoirs come. They might be the gathering that they dug out of water that came from different areas of rivers and streams, that rainwater that filled up this area. For those who want time, if you want, the horizon has tapes of flying, it's going to have them, it's a better sentence than the Shira begins. It starts off on flying on Kabbalah. It says the reservoir is very simple, has an intake, and has an outtake, goes into the reservoir, goes from rivers and streams into the reservoir, has an outtake, it goes from the reservoir into your aqueduct into the pipes into the water. Therefore, it takes an outtake, therefore it's a moisture, but it's not naivim. If it's moisture, it's not naivim. It's Mavlikas, Rosh and Rambam. What's Mavlikas, Rosh and Rambam? Mavlado, Mavlik, Mahakur, my oldest one goes to Mahakur. Therefore, together of a moisture. That's what a reservoir is, which I'll feast for. You'll say the same thing, but again, it goes in, goes out, Maestro, and therefore it should be a case of Moshe.
Does it go before the open the
tie?
The task, and if it wouldn't open
that,
it wouldn't go, or?
It's going. Question we're going to.
If everyone's
we'll get to this one. First, that's one sheet. We'll get to three different sheets of what Reservoir is. That's one sheet of Oberlander and Kremsla Yisrael. So Kremsla people seem to have that on the box. He writes over there, let's see, even if it does come to Yom in the home, there isn't me the compliment, maybe should they give him the possible holidays. Because Meister, worry for the water of Meister is not. Worry for the water is a getter of the tapping from Yom in the home, not Leivim. Since worry for it's not Leivim, therefore call the parish move a parish, therefore it will have a getter of Moshech, and therefore my colleagues rush to Rambam. Therefore, to go with the rush, the Meister anymore, to go to Rambam would be awesome. That's one way of looking at it. Without finding this true, when he writes about it, He writes that the reservoir, which says all the water, what happens, it seeps into the ground, it goes through the rivers and streams, and therefore he says, first of all, maybe it's Moshe. We won't say it's not Moshe, it's the end of the pole. It's Mamash Nevim. He says, where does the water come? All the water gets seeped into the ground. Now, one thing where is one way, one thing where is the other way, you have to buy the sea. It could be the different reservoirs, and they work different ways, I'm not sure. But what David is, the side of his chumra is, it starts off first of all, it's not Machlokes Rosh Hashanah. And what is it? It's Nevim. The Moshe seeps into the ground. Then it makes rivers and springs, and therefore, since it has an underground water source, it goes into these reservoirs, therefore, it wants to panel the Kol HaDeis is also. Kol HaDeis is also. The third Shito is that Ketubah brings down from the Yikud Yeshua, and adults go this way, and others go this way. They want to panel neither one, it's not Moshech, it's not Levim, it's a bar. Why is a bar? The site of a bar is something that you keeps you, it's a stationary thing. That it keeps to have a mosque that people draw from to have water from it. So the Etzem, where the reservoirs work, it's all there for a person to draw from. And not only that, there's different areas, different pipes and sections that open up and close. That's the closed area, and somebody opens this area, and opens that area, depends where the water level is, and there are different reservoirs. But the Etzem, it's all for yours, and then you open up and let it out like you have any bar, any pit, but you're drawing from it. And therefore, the aqueducts in your pipes of the Etzem are cables that come through a bar. But Be'etim, it's a bar. Be'etim is a stationary thing, which a person is controlling it. Be'etim is not a constant inflow and outflow. A person controls it. And forget Rabowski says, every time it's closed, most of the time water is not coming out of it. Sometimes they open it, why, I don't know. But that's how he says, the thesis is, every time it's closed, of course, there are three different reservoirs in New York City, so I assume it has to be very closed, right? You know, it's open at the same time. And therefore, every time the mice is closed, since it's closed, Be'etim, it's a bar. A bar, the mice, only one time with the collidation water. The first, the one place in my place to talk with the American water is first, what is the reservoir? If it's a mice, a bar, what is a mice, a motor? They say, everyone agrees that the facts are the cobots cannot be, they do not live, the habitat is not in the rivers and streams. Rather, the only habitat is in the reservoir. They cannot live and survive in the rivers and streams. They were born in the reservoir, and they only are in the reservoir. They're not coming from outside factors.
They're born in the reservoir or inside?
Yeah, but then the whole...
The height is better than
the place. Yeah, but the way they say they're clearly in the reservoirs. But the mice, everybody is not in the rivers and beforehand. The mice is in the reservoir. What is the reservoir?
I was following the reservoir, but now I came here from before. The reservoir was built.
No. Everything. No, that's where they live in there. Rather than some... The meat and the mustard can survive without that, but that was not places for. The what we're places for are only the ones in the reservoirs.
What's it
going to
help us?
Why don't they there? First facts. What is a reservoir? Again, we have Mechloikis. Some say, yeah, we're calling them Dovet, therefore, up to the Kol HaDeis. So, what Rajman says is, Moishchim, not Noivim, not Moishchim, Rambam. And then you have Rebelski says, Moishchim, the Lord. Fine. Now, what's the Sodom to Mechel to Machmer? Very simple. Let's say, the Sodom refers to Mechel. If you say it's the bar, and you go like the Taz, the Bar decrees water, go like Taz, not the Shach. So every time you take a cup of water from a bar, Moishchim, it's water, no problem. We roll the tiles together that the reservoir is a bar, without putting it to your food, you put it to your coffee and drink it, so what happened? It went from a bar, and it poured, it didn't draw out, you poured it into your kli. According to the tiles, it went from bar to kli, the mice is water, so drink it, so mali, so. That's one sorrow. The second sorrow got is, the time it gets you, the mice is dead. It's parish, that's mace. We'll have to get to later on the simon, because my holy gets rush and the Rambam, it's parish mace will change the law. The mice inside, let's say the bar is motor. Let's say it's inside a fruit motor, and it came out dead. When the rush came out dead, it's not to the porridge, it'll come out high. According to the Rambam, we'll say even porridge dead will also be offered. So, at the syrup, we're going to be machmer back, and Michael Hachmer. It might say, not that syrup, if it's a bar, it's porridge when it's mace, because whenever we get it, it's always mace. So, even if we go with the shop, it might still be motor.
nobody looks at the spurs and you open the tap. Even people who do not feel this, some people are rich.
No, so if the rest doesn't do a good job, if Vasky says, forget, mess you up, help with whatever.
Yeah, so it's not just water goes.
No, but if it's dead, it doesn't make a difference. If it's dead.
No, it's dead. When those sheets are
no, it is dead. You're not going to get any live ones in your car.
Right?
Oh, fine, yeah. Then you might have more.
It's never be out of the head of a bottle of sleep, but there's never resistance
to bananas. Fine. We might still a second sort you make. One sort you make is why the bar is up with cheer for the tiles. The second sort you make is the bar to get the cheer for the Pirish Mace, Mace, and Motum. A third sort, the main reason why Belki is make is nothing to do with these two sorts. You've got to say you've got to the bar. If you want to without this, you want the time like you settle from the beginning, Mace, no one sort. When you're talking about Sorus, you take a coffee, says, a few bring cups. He says, you'll find something inside sometimes. Does you'll find 20 things inside. 15 of them, 18 of them are specks of dirt that you cannot tell the difference. The other two are Meister Kofabas. When they're talking about Hashoris, they're responsible to walk around magnifying glasses on your eyes. And his Ikirai says, for the past 100 years, Meister, no one saw it. No one can tell what it was. The one time you can tell it was about 100 years of drinking New York City water. No one can tell. And every reason was there for 100 years. Ellen Mind wouldn't tell them about Hashoris, but Meister, you can't drink it about. Why it's different than his tattoo. He says, even though when you're alive, maybe you can see it. Mice is dead, you can't see it. It's not Nikolai right now, today. But even when you're not so sure, it's different. Mice says you can't be Michael. Now, those are the based upon what we learned so far. Now, it'll be based on later on in the Simon, it'll be all the stories they just discussed. Mice is Karuva, maybe the getter of the Bittle, maybe Ahel Kakarui. Those are all the stories, maybe it's Miyachanimotsu, maybe it's Miyamotsu, maybe it's Rabon. Those are the stories we'll have to get back later on in the Simon. But the mice and the guest also, we came out from all. First, you have to know there's a bar, that's number one. Number two, you have to know is the Kli, is for the Kli Tazer Shah, both the guest off. And number three, what's together with Nikolai, and that's the main reason why Belsky is the Nikol. Tatri Machmer, Atar Hashemi, is first, we want to make him Tazer the bar. So the Shabbat mice is not a bar, it's either Yam or it's Moishchen. We want to be Nikol, why we start the Seer for the Taz? The mice of the Shach is Machmer. We want to be make him Tazer Pirish Mace, the Rosh. The mice of the Shabbat be done, the Ramam, the Pirish Mace, mice is also. You want to be make a why because not nicker when it was dead. My said those one time it was alive was nicker because I know it's dead. By Chazda was offer, keeps the shape is upon it. So I want to go to Mahalach and then see Shach once he's back dead. My once offer keeps the shape is upon it. One and after Swarov, Tuvas and Bittel will get to later on, they want to say very simple. It's Eshla Sani, it's therefore it's a very off, you'll be Eshla Fatal, and therefore you'll be Machim, it's not bad. Those are the kits of the two sides of the Machim and the Machim. Now, what you do have to know, if you're going to be machmer, which again we get to later on this month, if you're machmer, you can use it on Shabbos, you can have a problem with borer. You can make those on Shiloh. If you're machmer, you cannot be borer, you cannot do a mitzvah borer on Shabbos. You can separate the box from your water because it's a mitzvah borer. Well, for example, the same thing, if you are taking your lettuce, you buy some gushka dip, and you might soak it, you cannot do it on Shabbos. Two reasons. Shabbos and Tashima, you cannot do it on Shabbos. Or you can leave the bugs on Shabbos that are inside your lettuce. You cannot do it on Shabbos. Inside, pizza on Shabbos. Those are things you'll have to get to later on. This is not exactly what to do about getting your lettuce. You have to before Shabbos. You want to soak them and take off the bugs. And we said, borrow on the tap. The minutes to be make in America, we'll have to get to exactly why what the spark that is later on. So again, we'll come down with Maisa with a tap. With a, my beer. If you soak it, you don't need to do it too easy. The dirt, you can do anyway, just like the dirt, somebody. No, it depends. You're not sad, you're not dead. No. Rinsing, rinsing my body in the body, you want to make a rinsing. Let's say you have sand, let's say no box. A square is like rinsing off the sand, but moisture might make it. But those are not the place of sand, so we have to hide the mask. After soaking, that's a lot of people are going to be soaking, everybody should not soak off the sand. That's beside the sand. Now, beside the bug, if you're doing it, even though it's doing it inside the bug, that's cool, so what? So if you hold the bug, not just strawberries, you cannot clean them on Shabbos. Clean them on Shabbos, come out. I'm not saying you might have had any because you put it on Shabbos, you can't do it.
Why should
you get that closer? No, by the tap water, no. It's a chumrah, we don't see them there. No, 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 no. Of course, if it's nothing else, instead of cutting the strawberries bigger, then you have to clean them. If you mean a mozzarella or the mopsic.
What's the difference?
Chazer, Samurai, I give you a small piece, you're not sure if it's Chazer Boki, well, you cannot tell what it is. You see the dot, right? Let's say your chazir was not the aligned baseball. A lot either, right? Not grew bigger. But let's say it was born late, it was less than the 1/2,000 of the eyesight. A lot either. So now it can't, and this code is bigger, you can't eat it, right? The whole time works by your eyesight. As long as you make it again, we'll have to get to a local, but I don't know exactly why. Anyway, just remind myself. The mindset on Hogar seems to be in America, it's my holy place, we exactly what to do. The Hogar mindset is my holy seems to be Mathman. The only shell is what happens if your Mathman goes to a place that the mindset is not supposed to water their stomach on the place of the maple, you should be listening to the stomach of Mathman. So, mindset, first of all, for them to serve it to you, it's not supposed to water mindset's author, Lachon Shavonar, Tim Kupi, Tester Zayn, and that is to listen either. Therefore, the Ramah says, you let Ephraim them not to serve to you this water, because all you're going to listen either. Now, the mindset, since people do not know the Lachon Shavonar, but obviously you cannot eat by them if they give it to you. That's definitely the rule. If you hold an also make sure didn't. However, if it's cooked, it's inside a cholent, or it's inside a temple, it might have a sex cycle, maybe it's raw, they will get a lot of sex cycle later on while they blow through. However, if it's not cooked, if it's raw, might as well either poison for a team before you do it. If you're in the macro, well, you cannot have it if it's raw. I mean, any salad they wash with water will have this problem upon it. And if you cannot eat any salad, the person's not being macro. If you hold to be macro. That means have a lot of also cobalt. Just to end off with, I think, a lack of a deal, besides the simply of the lettuce or the vegetables, anything green that grows is these hamgot. So wherever we are in this manum, I found out the matisse is every single bag that you buy is my side of the There's no shadow about it. The muxik, every single bag is alik katir, that's not shredded and washed for you, not pre-washed. Things that get whole, that says upon it you have a piece, so it rinses it. Not because of the second-hand infestation of flies, like it says upon it, it's more than that, it's because there are bugs in every single one. However, the reason why you let it eat it is your common instruction. For example, the banat's right, you have a chiyuv to soak it, to feed upon it, preferably with soap, and then rinse it very well in every era, those bugs are guaranteed to get off, and therefore there's no problem you let it eat it at kilo. And so what the chamot seems to be doing, they seem to be making sure that the bugs that cannot come off through washing, like the worms and stuff like that, will not get onto your lettuce. However, the bugs that can get off the washing, they don't mind that they're there, and they're 100% there. There's no shadow about a muxik. Therefore, if you do not do it correctly, not follow the instructions, you think, yeah, it's a chumra, it's a rim, it's big things. Therefore, you got a problem, and therefore, you're eating bugs, and you're eating this. Now, we asked Rabbi what he'd be more clear about. He said, what he likes is bugs and try. He says, because people won't want to buy it. That reason, my son, no problem. Just follow the instructions, 100% is no problem. My son, that's right, clearly, and different of course, exactly what you want to top of it, the fact that it's dropped different, because you have a key to rinse it, and mumlat, it's very ideal to also soak it. But whatever the instructions are, you have to follow it. You should do it instead. If not, every single green thing in Maitha has bugs inside of it, Maitha is not a shallow, you have to be careful. Based upon that, yes, through Berkowitz, the Maitha, I have a 11-year-old daughter, because she herself do this, and she said, if you're watching, yeah, if not, Maitha is a muxa killing it, right? You cannot get your children to do it for you. Since dealing with Ishtarai, so if you're not washing, this will be also. That means in a restaurant, it'll be the same thing. The guy with the earring cannot do it unless he's watching it, or at least the guy knows he has to watch it. The guy does not know that he watches it, or he's not the one. This is a problem. So this is my dear, the Ilum, you have to follow what it says with that. It's not Muxik. And if it wants the Muxik again, you have to do it, or at least watch your child doing it, make sure there's no bugs. Well.
Please say you can't.